On this edition of USU Extension's Ask an Expert, 5 ways to find peace by staying present. It's easy to get caught up in the events of the past or the future. However, doing so only brings worry and causes you to miss out on the present. On the other hand, mindfulness or focusing on the present moment leads to better health, lower anxiety, and greater resilience to stress. Learning to incorporate the concept of flow is one of several ways to increase mindfulness. Have you ever enjoyed an activity so much that you didn't feel time passing? This intense absorption and involvement in what you are doing in the present moment is called flow and is generally pleasurable and fulfilling. In addition, the enjoyment is usually lasting and reinforcing and provides a natural high that is not accompanied by negative feelings. Although it's easy to experience flow during our favorite activities, we can enjoy this feeling more often during other activities with practice, and experiencing flow will come more naturally. Consider these 5 tips. 1. Control your attention. Try and keep your full attention on the task at hand. If your mind wanders, bring it back to the present moment. If you're having a conversation with another person, try to stay completely focused on what they're saying. Be patient with yourself as you work to develop the ability to stay focused. 2. Adopt new perspectives. Try to enjoy life even if it unfolds differently than what you had planned. In order to do so, be open to new and different experiences and be willing to keep learning until the day you die. 3. Recognize flow. Many times, we do not realize that we're having these experiences. In order to create more of these experiences in your life, you first have to recognize when they're happening so you can increase them. 4. Transform routine tasks. During dull daily tasks, seek to add microflow activities to make them more meaningful. For example, while you're waiting at a doctor's office, you could read a book or draw a picture. You could try to make your work more meaningful by viewing it as your calling in life rather than a job. 5. Find balance between challenge and skills. Flow experiences occur when we are sufficiently challenged to the point that our skills are stretched, but not so much that the task seems daunting. Activities that challenge your skills too much result in anxiety, while activities that are not challenging enough result in boredom.